Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Who are the guys that you like?
It's a couple people at the top that I study and just try to implement and take from them, take the greatness from them. Obviously John Jones,
is he a ducker?
He undeniable. He's been doing this for a long
time. Is he ducking fights?
Tired,
I guess.
Man.
I don't know. I just see the internet arguing saying he's ducking fights, and I was like, I'm with you. I'm like, isn't he like in his 40s?
Yeah, he old, man. This is a young man's sport. You know what I mean? So he old. I just feel like he old and his body beat up. He tired.
The fight game is definitely a young man's game. All right. Again, one more time. It is August the 16th at Southland Casino Hotel. AttitudeMMA.com for tickets. It's the Southland Showdown 3. Our boy, the humble assassin, is going to be in the main event against Eric Calvert. He is looking to avenge, and we will get our revenge on Saturday night. Again, make sure you use the promo code 929WMFS, and that will get you 15% off the tickets. And again, those are at AttitudeMMA.com. One more time for our Darius's socials. He's on Instagram at @1_Reaper5. And then he's also on Facebook, AD Visuals with a Z. Good luck, my man. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all for having me. Shout out to Law School MMA. Shout out to my team, shout out to my girl, shout out to my kids, shout out to my family, shout out to all of my fans, my supporters. Hey, we bringing this championship back to Memphis soil, baby. Let's get it.
And shout out to our Darius himself. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the list next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Program is brought to you by our good friends at Birdies. Saw Brian at the golf tournament on Sunday, and he wanted to thank everybody that is a Birdies customer that was supporting the golf tournament and also wanted to thank us here at 92.9. The best way that you can support us here at the station is support the people that indeed support us. So go check out Birdies. And right now they got great events going on during August. You can beat the summer heat with golf discounts at Birdies during the month of August. You can get discounts applied to standard rates, but you must book in advance at golf@birdies.com. If you're out there saying, well, what am I booking? Birdies is a great concept downtown South Main Street. 3 full golf simulators, full bar, great TV selection, good menu as well. If you book on golf@birdies.com for 4 players or more, you can get 40% off. 3 players, 30% off. 2 players, 20% off. Singles, you'll get 10% off. Also, during the month of August, you can buy a full membership and receive a 6-month practice membership for free. You check out all the details for both memberships at golf@birdies.com. golf@birdies.com. Also, make sure you're following them on Instagram as well. Let's get in the list. The New Heights Podcast. All right, Kevin, we've got the world's biggest podcast ever, or at least of the century, at least of the day.
Most anticipated podcast drop of all time.
Okay, so I was thinking about this because Jeff was at positing this question. Is this, forgive the politics talk, I'm just talking pure interest, is this bigger than when Elon or Trump went on Rogan before the election?
Yeah, I think it is, because I do think, I mean, that would be, yeah, I think so, because I think that Trump was doing so many other interviews. I think that's one thing, right? So,
I think he was doing a lot of other interviews. What about the Elon one? Because I think until there was, Jeff mentioned it today, and I was doing research for the show. There was a Saudi.
I don't really remember being anticipated. I don't think there's like
69 million views. It is the largest.
You say what the number is. I'm saying the anticipation for it.
I wish we were given more time to build it up, honestly. I think that was a big part of it. I think with Elon, it was like Elon just, like, I think they announced. I think also with the Trump thing, I think it was Rogan said vote for Trump, and then he dropped the podcast like on a Friday. I don't think there was any buildup. And then I think with Elon, I think there was something like maybe a 24-hour buildup. This one, to the best of my understanding, and the Swifties can come at me, this one has been, obviously, the overall, her boyfriend has a podcast, like, there's that building. But it feels like the Swifties have been chirping online that this was going to be happening for a couple of weeks now, because I don't know if anybody knows, but today is the 13th.
Today is the 13th. Taylor Swift's lucky number, her favorite number. Her birthday is December 13th, and yes, today is the 13th, so it's a perfect day for that. And it's her 12th album. That's why they dropped that news at the time at midnight at 12:12 or whatever they the new that out about the album the other day and announcing this as well. Anyway, I don't not that we have had that much time to lead up to it, but there is at least some anticipation going into it, which puts it at the most anticipated to me. Podcast interview that I have ever, you know, we put it on podcast, but at the word podcast, I can't think of another one. So yeah, it's anticipated. Will it live up to the hype? Probably not. For Swifties, I think it will. But for news, I think the news is out there is about her album, right? What other news could she break other than if there's no way they're keeping any other big surprises under wraps. We're not going to find out she is that they are engaged or anything like that on this podcast. I don't think there's the news is the album,
she's not going to announce right? her engagement on his podcast.
Right. Well, I mean, it's Taylor his engagement well as well, but
yeah, but Taylor Swift is not announcing her engagement on.
How do you think she announces it? Not that they're getting engaged. I don't think they're going to get engaged.
I kind of bought into the head. They won the Super Bowl.
She wants to do it at the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl proposal. Like, that's the thing, because there's not going to be an engagement. There's going to be a proposal of epic proportions.
Correct.
Like, that's going to be the thing.
There's
not an announcement, oh, look, I have a ring.
There's no pyro.
Right.
There's going to be pyro involved.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any news that's going to come out of this today. Swifties are going to enjoy it because they're going to be able to see.
I mean, I guess technically they could announce that they're married, but I would be shocked by that.
Do you feel like they're going to capitalize on that? I think if they actually do get married, if Taylor Swift gets married, are we not going to have a royal wedding televised event? Like, I think it's very possible.
That is my expectation. That's the part of the reason why I'm saying
people will be bidding Netflix, Amazon, people bidding for the rights to air the Taylor Swift. Yes, the Taylor's wedding. It will be the biggest,
the wedding of the century, Taylor's version.
Biggest TV event ever. And if you needed any evidence of that, anything, it's this, right? It's just the lead up for this podcast that she's just going to be talking with her boyfriend. And she's going to talk about this new album. So I guess.
And her boyfriend's brother.
And her boyfriend's brother will be their future brother, you know, brother-in-law or whatever.
Fingers crossed.
But that's if they get married. Like, that's the reason Taylor does get, because it can't, her star power can't even elevate even more if she has like a royal wedding in America, which I do think I wouldn't rule it out that she would want to do that. But anyway, she's one of the few celebrities that I know could really make a big deal. So the podcast today,
Set aside Bezos.
Bezos' wedding. Just think about the coverage that they get. Nobody would be interested necessarily to watch it because we don't really care about either one of them.
I'm not as convinced that
we wanted to see the red carpet. I wanted Seacrest to be on the red carpet at the wedding. That would have been interesting. I would have tuned into that.
I'm not as convinced that the masses were into that, but it seemed to be something that media was into.
It's like the Met Gala type of thing, right? You don't really care.
I was wondering, Bezos owns the Post, and then like, does that factor in?
He rented an island, and the celebrities made it relevant. The fact that the celebrities went.
Yeah.
If there were no celebrities.
I can never in my life. That was one of the more confusing moments of the summer. Watching two people in their 50s and 60s have a second wedding that was treated like the wedding of the century. That was a new one for me.
Well, the media coverage was a little overblown, but like a celebrity wedding, like Beyonce and Jay-Z is like, how long have they been together? Forever, it seems like. And because it has to be a power couple. It has to be celebrity and celebrity. And what's great about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is blending we talk about this, but you sometimes just got to stop and think, like, there's no bigger fan bases of anything. The NFL and Taylor Swift, like, those are two of the biggest of anything on the planet right now. There are so many people fans of the NFL, so many people fans of Taylor Swift, and they are together in the union of that. There's nothing that's ever been close. Like, even Jay-Z and Beyonce are coming from the same world. They're coming from music, right? They're not putting together these different
worlds. That was a joining of the musical houses.
Yeah.
Okay, I have this question, and I'm actually...
We've got off track on that,
but I'm curious about...
I know it's no fantasy booking what could happen, but...
So, it is clearly being promoted as a major pop culture moment.
This podcast.
Undeniable.
Yeah.
Here's my question.
It could, yeah.
Is it that big of a deal outside of the Swifties? Because we've already got, I guess the only thing that we could also learn is she's announced the album, but not the release date, correct?
I think that's correct. So we could find out that.
The release date. But in general, it feels to me like this is primarily a Swifty event. Because this is the other thing, and George, you tell me if I'm wrong since you're a little bit younger. I don't know. I know a lot of football fans of all shapes and sizes, from diehards to degenerates to guys that are just casually watching football. I don't know anybody that's like, you know what my favorite podcast is? The New Heights podcast. With that being said, I'm also not a dummy. I can see numbers. It is a massive, massive podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just not as convinced it's that many football fans. I'm convinced it's a lot of Swifties.
I could certainly see that being the case. I don't know. I mean, my Twitter feed, I don't see many.
I get bombarded with clips, but I...
But it's from, like, them or, like, other media
Chiefs,
people.
A lot of Chiefs fans, I think.
So
a lot
I was
of, like, not just
I was wondering if it's Chiefs Eagles and Chiefs fans.
Right. I could see that. I used to, like, watch or listen every now and again, but it's kind of faded.
A little
me.
Of the Kelce's goes a long way.
That's true.
That's kind of like somebody else in that conversation.
I mean, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. And this could be we could look back at this moment, and because we talked about this a little bit off air, about is video podcasting. Is this the moment we'll look back on where it really takes off even more? Because it's already there. Like, people want to be able to see it. We haven't had a big video podcast moment yet. Like, a moment that is like would go in the Smithsonian. But like this is a watershed moment for that. Could this change how podcasting or how the traditional media thinks of podcasting in the video element that goes with it? Because we're gonna be watching this. We're gonna watch this like a show. We keep saying podcast. How many people are gonna listen?
We around?
Yeah, I was about to say. Listen, speak for yourself.
You're gonna watch clips. I know you have to for your job. Now you have to for your job. Right?
So.
That's up to Jeffrey.
Here's my.
You
got to
talk about it tomorrow.
I never forced George to do anything.
You got to talk about it tomorrow.
I say this sincerely, and I say this as someone I feel like I do a good job of pissing off both Swifties and people that are anti-Swift. I feel like I have the right relationship with her. She has songs that I like.
Right, great songs. Yeah.
I acknowledge her megastardom. Mm-hmm. I also have been around her for her entire career. She has periods where she gets incredibly annoying, and with that being said, like, I find all of this to be not that interesting to me. Now,
which part, like the relationship or the future? I think Taylor does an
really
amazing job.
I'm happy that they're both happy. I don't care.
You know, like, she does an amazing job of like, you know, teasing and releasing a little bit at a time, as we talked about earlier in the
marketing.
Show.
She is
genius.
But like
arguably the greatest marketer of a generation.
Like, the NBA will randomly just drop like a game. Hey, here's the Christmas Day game schedule. Like, who cares? Like, her stuff is like, she's going to give you a little bit of something for you to try to figure out the mystery of.
Well, to your point, though, about my suspicion is the best stuff has already been released. Like, I thought her joke about just what more American sports, like male sports fans wanted to see more of me. I thought that was a good joke. She had the edgy, you drop the F-bomb, the teaser. Like, I'm betting most of the interesting stuff we've already seen. I think it's going to be a lot like, remember when we started getting annoyed at trailers that just gave away the best parts of the movie?
How long do you think it's going to be? Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, the trailers give away too much. That's
heavily
possibly
edited.
What this is.
We know it's already been pre-filmed.
And you think it's very heavily edited.
My gut says it's an hour.
I mean,
it starts at 6 p.m. Central Time tonight.
Are there going to be
breaks? I don't like the drop for us here in the Central Time Zone. They weren't really thinking about us, like, right? You know, around dinner time for everybody, but
it drops at 7.
I think it's 7 Eastern.
Yeah, 7 Eastern, 6 Central.
I don't care about YouTube start times.
You can join in. You can join in and get to where you need to go.
Or you can scroll back. Like,
you can just wait.
How does this show go?
Over.
Since George is the only one, I'll be honest. Look, I'll admit, I'm a Swiftie. I like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I like the storyline in the NFL. I'm one of the few people on sports talk radio who will tell you that.
I don't dislike it.
I know you don't. I'm not saying you do, but like I enjoy that story. But I've never listened to the podcast. I knew they had a podcast. I always called it the Kelce Brothers Podcast. I didn't even know it was called New Heights until this week. Taylor Swift made me. It's working. Whatever, you know, this is working. This is like she's elevating the status of her boyfriend and his endeavors. But like you've listened to it before, George. Like, what's the format? Are they going to go right to the interview at 6 o'clock, or is it like, hey, we're going to start the show with buy or sell, and then we're going to get to something else?
No, the interview, like whenever they have a guest on, it gets going pretty quick. So to my recollection, right. It's been like
so I'm not going to be sitting around.
It's been about probably 6 months.
So
that I've watched.
But is it mostly an interview show usually, or is they?
Well,
they
sometimes
interview is very loose.
Yeah.
It's more of just having
a guest on.
Yeah, someone else hanging out.
Like during football season, Jason and Travis will usually start the show talking about either the game or like something NFL-y. Then it goes to a guest pretty quickly. It's all I don't know. It's not like Jason does like a monologue to open or.
Which he did. Did he? Yeah, he hosts Kimmel this year, this summer.
Well, he also had like a, George, look up. There was like an ESPN 2 late night show, or maybe it was going to be on Plus.
Right.
I think it lasted
Did it already happen?
What was the one with his wife? Was that that?
I thought that's a different thing. He had like an actual like
they call
late
it,
night
yeah,
type
they call
show.
It, they call it Late Night with Jason Kelce. One season, I think it was. Is it 6 episodes?
That sounds about right. I don't know if it got renewed. My problem is Jason, who I enjoyed, Travis, whom I've never enjoyed. I feel like Travis is rubbed off on Jason, and like now people are getting sick of Jason. I do think there's something interesting about this
there's a lot of things interesting, but also the timing of it. Like this is happening. Right before football, like the romance, the storyline back in the news, literally days before preseason football officially gets back on.
I just keep coming back to. You could tell me 90% of the audience is the Swifties. Now, by
no,
the way,
I think
that is a massive audience.
Yes, but today I don't know. There is a reason to.
Like,
see
are you
it,
and your wife firing this up tonight?
Like I said, the live time is not great.
But
can we watch
like,
it later?
Like, whatever.
Watch
you
it,
you,
check
you
it
put your
later.
Daughter down. Like, is I this what so. Y'all would watch? Is this the nighttime what you watch before you go to bed?
You know, it might be tonight. It might be. Because I'm interested in seeing. Are you not interested in seeing their, like, real life chemistry?
No,
and
because it's not real life. This is orchestrated. It's pre-filmed.
Okay. I agree with, yes.
There's not going to be any organic question.
But don't you want to see how scripted it feels then? Like, I you know,
not
a
really.
Connoisseur of reality television.
I can already tell you, pretty scripted.
But then you can tell how good of an actor or actress they are if it's very scripted, right? Like, how scripted...
I mean, she's a performer.
There's a difference between knowing the questions and the topics versus how scripted it is. I am interested to see how it all plays out.
Because we don't ever
see them
I will say
in
to your,
this type of
to
environment.
To your point... I don't know if it's an
That's
internet thing. I don't know if it's something people actually feel. There are enough people that I think believe this whole thing is like all for ratings, like for
the relationship.
Correct.
Like it's a conspiracy theory that that's for a lot of celebrity relationships.
Right.
So maybe they check those boxes. You're a hero, right?
Tom Cruise's, like, they had interviews for the girlfriends. Yeah. That's documented.
Yeah.
And we wound up with Katie Holmes. That was tough. Like, my girl Joey.
I saw the...
I bet she'd like to redo on that one.
Joey
redo.
Potter? Well, I saw the Katie I saw Holmes thing the other day. Like, Siri is their kid's name, right?
Siri, yes.
Yeah, Siri. Like, Siri is like, she looks just like her mother. She does. She looks like Tom Cruise, too, though. She does.
Yeah. She, anyway. She's not...
She's older now. She's much older.
She might be taller than her dad.
She's taller than her mom and dad, I think.
Yeah.
Look up Siri Cruz.
Katie's pretty tall.
During the commercial break, but...
Pacing Joey forever.
I could see... Well, you know the Kansas City fans are going to... I don't know. You say, who's it for? Most of the Taylor stuff is for the Swifties, but there are so many more Swifties every day. There's casual Swifties. Just like with sports, right? You have I'm more of a casual Swiftie. Like, you'd be like, you want to check in on the big stuff, but you're not only listening to Taylor Swift. There's the casuals, just like in sports. And so this number is going to be big. The people who regularly don't listen to this podcast, but they are Swifties, because I do think a lot of the listenership, like you said, is Swifties in general, just hoping that Travis Kelce says something of interest. Or maybe they're not Swifties. They could be. You've got to give some credit to the grandmothers and, you know, the moms who are like, oh, that boy's cute and their relationship is cute, and maybe
love to know his approval rating with grandmothers. I'm going to bet it's very low.
You think it's low?
Yes.
Just based off of what he says?
Yes. That is not somebody that grandmothers are out there for.
I don't know.
Why not one of them nice, clean-cut boys? Like that's not
He's an All-American. He's a football player.
He's a tight end.
You think grandma knows what a tight end is?
He's not a quarterback. Inside the NBA. According to John Lewis of Sports Media Watch, the first edition of Inside the NBA is set to air on ESPN following its first NBA doubleheader of the season on October the 22nd. However, those accustomed to an hour of banter from Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and the rest of the inside crew during a post-game show might leave disappointed. This all according to Awful Announcing. Per Lewis, citing ESPN's advanced schedule, the debut of Inside the NBA is set for just a 30-minute window. Quote, the show would run from 12:05 to 12:35 a.m. Eastern time, so 11:05 to 11:35, leading into a Bristol-based sports center at 12:35, Lewis reports. I need to know, does that lead into SportsCenter with SVP, or does that lead into...
From what I read, it was not going to be SVP on that night in particular.
Also of note, SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt, which typically leads out of ESPN's most important live event program, is not scheduled for the network's NBA season debut. Van Pelt is on schedule for the second night of NBA games on October the 23rd, with Inside seemingly getting the night off. I believe also the next time, there's also going to be a massive gap. I believe the next time reportedly we'll see them is Christmas Day.
Should we be putting this on ESPN2 so they have the time that they can cook? Like, should that? I mean, I know it's like an A property.
I think you're going to run into the same problem or ESPN2.
Port Sports Center on ESPN. What do you mean? Like,
I think in the end, what it's going to boil down to is ESPN's going to stick to the commercials that they've sold. TNT was a little
sure,
more
but could
flexible
the show be
that.
Could the show be longer? You gotta let them. There's got to be some time to breathe on this show. That's part of the pace. Part of the reason it's a great show from a television perspective is it's not rushed like many ESPN things are. Like like you're talking about the halftime show of the NBA Finals. Like
ESPN,
you have 30
ESPN,
seconds to tell me what you think about this. 30 seconds. All right, we'll be right back. And I'm a little concerned. I feel like if they put it on a different channel, could it be an hour long with those? And we have a little bit more time with our friends.
Hang with me here.
Kenny and Charles and Shaq and Ernie.
What if it's a 30-minute show with one break? Or what if they do...
The pacing, that would be important.
What if they did 24 minutes, 23 minutes, and then ended, and then we did 7 minutes commercial, and then SportsCenter. Like, I have a few more questions. Like, is it going to be 3 segments in a half hour? Is it going to be 1 long segment? Because I do actually think, of all the concerns people have thrown out, I think the one that is the most serious is exactly what you're pointing out. Part of the magic of the show is the freedom, the let them just kind of go and
see where it takes them, right? Because like correct. Ernie's there directing the traffic. We don't know where the conversation is going to go. And when it goes there, you need to follow it. But if you've got to go right to a commercial, then that's going to be a problem. And like, you've never thought of this as a show that was 30 minutes long. I guess that's the point.
No.
Being a little bit shorter, would that be better? Sure. But 30 minutes.
I think
traditional 30-minute television show is 22 minutes, right? With 8 minutes of commercials, something like that.
Yeah.
So, like you're saying, how they throw in the commercials.
I think it's how it's
but
presented.
On ESPN, I feel like they're half-hour segments are a little bit different these days. But I don't know. I'm just saying, man, you've got a lot of other channels and apps, and like, would it just be better served, just don't touch it, put it somewhere else besides on ESPN proper, and let them do the exact same show?
I'm sure the other consideration is they can sell ads on ESPN for a lot more than they can sell ads on ESPN2.
Yeah. But, we'll see. I mean, that's an interesting report. It's not an official announcement.
The bigger concern that I have is, why do we really need to get to the whatever? If it's not SportsCenter with SVP, like, I don't even know who's hosting the 11:35 SportsCenter.
Right. Exactly. Like, isn't SportsCenter, shouldn't that be like you're watching the TikTok SportsCenter, the Disney Plus SportsCenter the next day, or the SportsCenter for you?
Because I think Verrett was doing it. I think it was Verrett and Linda Cohn, but that was out of the LA studios, and they closed the shop.
Yeah. The ESPN app, like, I heard the ESPN app is going to have a sports center for you. Did you hear about this? Like a customized sports center. They're going to use your data.
Sure, that won't be annoying.
Somehow figure out you can watch a sports center that's customized just for you, which you know the one after Inside the NBA is not going to be customized.
More Justin Herbert lowlights.
Is that what you want?
Do you think it might be a
what
Kevin
would be on
Gandhi?
Your sports center?
Because I've been seeing him a lot on there lately as their
It's not going to be – the point is it's not going to be anybody that you want to see more than you want to see the inside guys.
It's not SVP.
Like, it's not. It's not SVP. You want to see the – right. It's only Scott Van Pelt would be the only one that you would – and they're not going to put him on there. Who knows if they – what their plan going forward is. But it just seems like Charles is going to have to get into a car and go to the Turner Studios in Atlanta for 30 minutes of work. Like, I don't know if he's going to be happy about that or just going to be like...
I mean, I guess like, in the end, like, they're paying me the same for more work. Like, his hourly rate went up. I mean, I guess you can say...
You just got to show up for 30 minutes?
Yeah. His hourly rate just went up. Let's take a quick break. Let's talk about it with CJ. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright & Company. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
CJ Hurt is Grind City Media personality. You can see him on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt each and every weekday. Check out the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter at ConRadicalness. CJ, are you concerned that our first ever Inside the NBA on ESPN is only going to be 30 minutes long?
No, but I can understand why people who like that show are concerned. I can understand why people who like what they do are concerned about the show being on opening night and then not scheduled to be on again till Christmas Day. That's not a show that I enjoy, but I can empathize with those of you who do.
I wonder, though, because Kevin and I have been discussing it. I think it's early enough. And like, to me, when I really care the most about Inside the NBA is come playoff time. Like, I feel like it's a little early to push the panic button. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But if the case was you're only going to use it during the playoffs, then come out and tell everybody that.
Yeah.
One. Two, there are like 20 different ESPN channels. You're telling me that you can't go Inside the NBA on one of the channels and then the Sports Center on the other channel. So just say, okay, we're going to say goodbye on ESPN for now, but continue to watch the show over on ESPN 2 or ESPNU.
Or the app, right? They've got the new app coming.
It's the new app. ESPN Plus or whatever the hell it may be. It's just odd to me. This thing is not off to a good start, though.
No, I mean, the only thing I would say is I don't know how, like...
These are reports, though. We don't know for sure.
Contracts are written. I mean, obviously, they can sell ads for more on ESPN than ESPN2. I also don't... It's still very unclear what this transaction was. We don't know if there was an exchange of money. All we know is there was an exchange of programming with ESPN giving Turner some Big 12 football and basketball games, but we don't know if there's like, you know, is Turner still paying the guys? So you could tell me to where there's like contract issues, but it seems to me that if ESPN really wanted to make it an hour long show on the opening night, that would not be that difficult to execute.
Yeah. And the Inside the NBA isn't one that isn't a show that is constrained by conventional TV means, right? Like they sometimes they go 45, sometimes they go hour 15, sometimes an hour and a half. They just go till they feel like stopping.
And sometimes they'll just blow through commercial breaks, like, you know.
Right. And so if you're going to put those boundaries on them, it's not going to be the same show. And from what I understand, people saying, it's not going to be as good. And ESPN is already off to pitting a boundary on them by trying to make it only 30 minutes opening night. And listen, I understand, again, like I said, people being concerned, people who really enjoy that show, people who follow the NBA through that show, being concerned about what ESPN is doing with said show.
Yeah, I mean, if it was an hour, I don't think we'd be having this conversation on the radio today. An hour, we'd be like, okay, that makes sense. Give him an hour. But 30 minutes just sounds so short.
I think we would, though, because, they hadn't been constrained to any time.
We knew that's not realistic.
I think the problem that ESPN fights is, to a little bit of both of your points, everyone's kind of just fed up with ESPN to the point of everyone assumes that any decision that they make on this is somehow like they're going to spin it into a particular way where it's ESPN getting their hands on it. So I think to CJ's point, it's like I think anything they do actually becomes news, but I'm not really sure.
An hour of inside, I don't think we're having that.
I think if people saw an hour, they would go, oh, well, that's what it was at least scheduled for on Turner. Even to CJ's point, everyone knows it doesn't really matter how long it's scheduled to air. It just goes till it goes.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a different type of show. That's why people really enjoyed it and really enjoy it. And it's a different type of show because stylistically it's so unlike anything else on our TV and on our radios that people flock to it, people gravitate it towards it. Here's hoping for the sake of those who like it that it all gets worked out and figured out I will say that it hasn't been a particularly good show from a healthy discourse of the game right now standpoint. You got people on desk who aren't trying to discuss the game as it's played today. They're trying to discuss it the way that they wish the game was played. They're trying to compare it constantly to when they played and the things that they did. And so it's just, for me, I was ready for it to go and something else to emerge. But if you're going to try and keep it and try and let it continue to exist in the way that it's always existed, then you've got to give it more than 30 minutes. To your point, Kevin, an hour is way better than 30. It's about 30 minutes more than 30.
It's double, so, double. Yeah,
it's double it. So if you're going to have it, you got to give it at least an hour.
Well, how long does an episode of New Heights last?
I know CJ's going to be tuned in here in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. I know
what,
you can't
wait. What are your plans?
Wait.
What are you cooking? I know you're always big when there's special events.
You do big game meals,
You get the grill out. What's on the menu tonight for the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce podcast?
Well, you know we got to have 13 of whatever it is.
That's a fair point.
So that's first and foremost. And then we're just going to eat some of Taylor Swift's favorite food. We're going to do some Tay-Tay tacos today.
Okay.
We're also going to do a Kelce pastry as well, just a giant like cupcake with the Chiefs logo on it. So we're going to do that.
Kansas City barbecue? Well. Are you going to have that against Kansas City barbecue?
We're going to we had it flown in for this.
Yeah, Kevin. Of course. Yeah. Did you get Oklahoma Joe's catered in? Yeah.
We're gonna have biscuits and Jason jam.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're all the way ready for this.
Well, I was thinking about this.
We can't wait for the show.
You're excited. It is at dinner time.
Well, so I was gonna ask. Yeah. Are you gonna talk about this tomorrow morning?
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna have to talk about it tomorrow morning, and have to. We get to talk about Taylor.
You're right. It's an honor and a privilege.
Listen, there are some people who you mention their names and your numbers just go up through the roof. And Taylor Swift is one of them. We go out of our way, to find reasons to talk about Taylor Swift on the show I work on. And she's just gifting us. It is going to be, Taylor Swift is going to feed families, not just hers, not just the Kelces, but she's going to feed all of us in this media space. Because it's all that the Swifties are going to want to talk about and want to consume, and they're a maniacal bunch. They're batshit crazy, and they just want to consume all of the Taylor Swift stuff that they can get. And so, if you mention it, they're going to find it and they're going to listen to you talk about it. I can't wait.
CJ, we are on radio. It's a reminder.
Yeah, it's fine. We got a dumb button. Nobody's listening anyway.
What are your predictions for this? Can this live up to the hype? Is there something that could happen or be said on this that's going to make it worthwhile? I think Jeffrey is on the theory. We've seen all the good stuff. We've got all the information.
I think it's like a movie trailer. I think all the good stuff's already out.
I think that if she shows up with a ring on a finger, that is the thing.
But I think
that would be the thing.
Do you not think they're going to have a public proposal though? That would
break everything.
But it wouldn't be on. So it wouldn't be on this pre-recorded podcast.
My thing is like I agree with you. If she shows up and they're engaged, But that would also
the internet will break.
That also goes against.
We always say that for stuff, but that is a huge story.
I've known this girl since I was 17. That would go against everything that I would expect from her.
Yeah, I don't.
If they showed up, like, this would also, like, break it. And this is why I think people are watching for these types of things maybe to happen. Also, maybe not for the Swifties, but for some of us, it's, okay, is there anything interesting that's going to happen that's going to be a major cultural moment? We don't have major unifying cultural moments. We're all kind of siloed off. But this feels like, okay, is a meeting of Swifties and NFL fans, the girl pop girlies and the meathead dudes. This has a large swath of people following it, and you don't want to miss out on something crazy like, I don't know, Taylor Swift coming out with a baby. And you're like, wait a second, is that y'all's baby?
I don't know.
You missed the moment.
Do you know football fans that watch New Heights? Like, forget Taylor Swift. Like, I know it's massive. I'm not trying to crap on it and being like, nobody watches that. I just don't know what they're... I think their audience is Swifties, and I kind of think this is somewhat of like a self-fulfilling prophecy of this being... It is clearly the center of the cultural universe for the Swifties. I'm just not as convinced that it's the center of the cultural universe for everyone else.
We're... How many football podcasts can you name? Like, everybody's got them, but how many can you name? And while I'm with you, I hear what you're saying, there's enough people...
But I think you will, I think you'll agree with me. We watch both. I know you're bigger into college than the NFL. I watch the NFL. I listen to college podcasts. I don't consume any NFL podcasts.
I do. They're the Phil Yates Fantasy Podcast. I forget what I'm blanking on the name of it all of a sudden. But there's that, and then there's the Mina Kimes one. And I don't know if we're considering Dominique Foxworth as an NFL podcast. He can get kind of just off into just a free-flowing type nature, but him also. So I consume three of those. And so, yeah, from a player, though, to your point, I don't listen to any of the player pods.
Yeah.
Like current players, I don't listen to any of those. I will catch all the smoke. That's basketball, but I'll catch all the smoke if they've got something interesting, someone interesting on. I think the last time I caught them was the Craig Hodges episode. I'll do, what's Ryan Clark's pod?
And then like RC or something like that?
The Pivot?
No, the Pivot Pod. The Pivot.
The Pivot. So I'll catch the Pivot when there's somebody on there I want to hear from. But outside of those, and those are run by players who are retired. Outside of those, I'm not really just out here listening to player pods, and I can't tell you the names of any of them other than the Kelsey's podcast.
All right, buddy, we got to let you go. I know you got some cooking to do. You got a big game to get ready for. Yeah.
Hey, y'all are the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, baby.
That's right, baby. It's a love story. CJ Hurd of Grind City Media. I want to remind you, the program brought to you by our good friends at Birdies. You can beat the heat with summer discounts at Birdies throughout the month of August. Discounts apply to standard golf rates. If you book in advance at golfatbirdies.com, players of four or more get 40% off, three players 30% off, two players 20% off, 10% off for singles. You can also buy a full membership and receive a six-month membership free. All the details are at golfatbirdies.com, right there in the South Main District of downtown. We come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, boys, for Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. It seems like we've got to go to the entire Christian Pulisic, air quotes, docuseries that's on Paramount Plus. It is just available today. I'm a little upset because it's one thing if Christian's going to tell his story. I feel like he's bringing Tim Way down with him, because Tim said in an interview of the former players that were critical of Christian and the others for not playing. Don't get me wrong, I respect all of them. All right, get to the good part. They were the players that I looked up to, but quite frankly, the guys before us didn't win anything either. Christian himself has had a better career than every single one of the guys who speaks negative on us. Oh boy. Our soccer guys are turning into golfers. Not good. Not good. They do not realize how badly they come across. I want to thank CJ Hurt and our Darius Walls for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.